Shalom. You got your Bibles? You got your notebook? You got your pen? This is Billy Brim and Shelley, and we're here with the prophet
Ezekiel.
Ezekiel. Remember, everything has to come to pass. Jesus is going to be in heaven until everything the Bible said has come to pass out of the mouths of the prophets. So this needs to come to pass before he comes, I think. I think that this is going to come to pass. I think that even Shelley, we might see this come to pass.
Well, there's some clues that it may come before the Great Tribulation.
So here we are, in 39. We'll get there pretty soon. But in Ezekiel chapter 38, we have already said that the first verses, God is speaking to an evil spirit named Gog. And I believe you can go somewhere and find what was already spoken on Monday. The way you can do things these days, oh my goodness.
Oh, easy.
So you can find it archived somewhere. So on Monday, we talked about that God is speaking to an evil spirit, not to the Russian people, but to an evil spirit that he calls Gog, who's working down through the chief. He's working down through Russia and the head of Russia. And he's working, and there's going to be an invasion. We'll see that today in the land of Israel. And Russia's going to have allies, number one ally being Iran. And then it names other allies. And then now it says, we're going to start with verse 7. Read verse 7, please.
Be thou prepared, and prepare for thyself, thou and all thy company that are assembled unto thee, and be thou a guard unto thee.
Okay, Russia is going to be a guard, going to be over the other countries. After many days you shall be visited. Okay, this is 2,500 years ago. So that's quite a few days. Prophesying now, in the latter years, we're in the latter years, we're in the end of years, you shall come back into the land that is brought back from the sword and gathered out of many people. What land has been brought back?
Israel.
Israel. 75 years now they've been there. Again, now, lest you miss that, kind of a, you know, I didn't exactly say where it was, but just in case you miss it, he's going to make you understand what he's talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Next phrase. Against the mountains of Israel, which have been always waste. They've been waste for 2,000 years.
Mm-hmm.
But it's brought back out of the nations. He called the Jews. He brought them back according to the mouths of the prophets. He brought them back, and they shall dwell in the land safely.
Yes.
Now, read verse 9, please, Shelley.
Thou shalt ascend and come like a storm. Thou shalt be like a cloud to cover the land. Thou and all thy bands and many people with thee.
Now, okay, ascend. Come like a storm, like a cloud.
Mm-hmm.
We've always thought that this might be some kind of an aerial thing, but Ezekiel, never having seen any airplanes, he describes it this way. So that's possibly what this means. And thus saith the Lord God, it shall come to pass at the same time, things shall come into your mind, and you'll think an evil thought. There's going to come into their mind to go down, wipe out the Jews.
Yes.
And next verse, Sally.
Verse 11, and thou shalt say, I will go up to the land of unwalled villages. I will go to them that are at rest, that dwell safely, all of them dwelling without walls and having neither bars nor gates.
Now, one of the prophecy teachers that I really loved, he really loved me too, was Hilton Sutton. And we disagreed on the meaning of this verse right here. He taught that in Israel, there would be a time of them signing peace treaties, and they would be at peace, and this would be suddenly. I've been going to Israel for years, and they have never felt any kind of a peace treaty, nothing. But all it means is it's a time thing.
Yes.
You're going to go up to a land of unwalled villages. They used to build walls around towns and cities, always.
Mm-hmm.
Even until modern days, Jerusalem had a wall around it, and it was so, when they started coming home in the early part of the 20th century, it was so many people crowded in there, and it was, health-wise, it was very harsh conditions, and they would get sick, and they would not live outside those walls. And a man named Montefiore a very rich European Jew built, and you can go over there now and see the windmill. He built a beautiful place for them to live outside to urge them to come out of the walls. So he's just, it's a time thing. It's just saying it's going to be a time when they don't put walls around their villages anymore.
Yes. Okay.
And so you're going to go up to them, and you're coming, verse 12. Here's another one people wonder about.
To take a spoil and to take a prey. To turn thy hand upon the desolate places that are now inhabited, and upon the people that are gathered out of the nations, which have gotten cattle and goods, that dwell in the midst of the land.
All right, you're coming to take a spoil. So there's some kind of a spoil involved here. People have, there's been a conjecture about it. Is it oil? Maybe Israel's going to get oil. Well, I don't know exactly what the spoil is, but I do know one thing. They have discovered possibly the largest gas fields in the world.
Israel, yes.
Israel. And I just saw the other day where they have a new contract with Europe.
Oh.
And they are selling Europe and taking the place of what they used to buy from Russia.
Interesting.
And they're now going to be buying it from Israel. Well, that could be part of it.
Sure.
They might, Russia say, we're tired of that, and we'll just take over the oil field, the gas field. So I don't know. But whatever it is, you can be sure the Bible is true.
That's
they're
going
to think they're going to take a spoil and a prey, and they're coming to the desolate places now inhabited. Well, now that those places were desolate 2,000 years, but now the Jews are back, and the people are gathered out of the nations. We've seen it with our very eyes. So we look at what the prophet says, and it gives a light in the dark place. And they've gotten cattle and goods, and they dwell in the land. Sheba and Dedan, and the merchants of Tarshish, with all the young lions thereof, shall say unto thee. Okay, there's going to be, now this group of nations is not in, it's not their allies. These have questions. I used to get tickled, and I think Hilton might be right about it. He said, they're just probably going to have a press conference. Here you've come down, and so they sent over the reporters. Here's CNN, you know. Only Sheba and Dedan, that has to do with Arabia and has to do with even Saudi Arabia, and the merchants of Tarshish, in that Tarshish being considered to be a Phoenicia. Brother Hilton Sutton saw that it might be those Phoenician sailors would sail over and settled like Britain, England.
Oh, okay.
And England being a giant lion and the young lion thereof, I don't know. But he said the U.S. might be in there. I don't know. But whoever they are, they're going to come there and they're going to have questions. And if it is a press conference, they're going to say this. Are you come to take a spoil? Have you gathered your company to take a prey? To carry away silver and gold, to take away cattle and goods, to take a great spoil? So there's going to be some questioning nations. Therefore, son of man, prophesy and say unto Gog. Again, it's to that evil spirit. Thus saith the Lord God, in that day when my people of Israel dwell safely, shall you not know it? Well, they know they're there. And you shall come from your place out of the north parts. If you go straight north from Jerusalem, you're going to be in Russia.
Yes.
You're going to be close by Moscow. You shall come out of your place in the north parts, and many people with you, all of them riding upon horses, a great company and a mighty army. Well, it might be horsepower. You know,
right?
But it's going to be they're riding in there on something, planes, tanks, who knows what. But they're going to be coming in there, and verse 16 shall,
and thou shalt come up against my people of Israel, as a cloud, to cover the land. It shall be in the latter days,
and that's in the end of days. Don't have time to explain what that is to you, but there was given to Moses a 6-day work week. It was, and a day being 1,000 years, 1,000 years being a day. And then there would come a seventh day, which is the millennium. And so at the end of the sixth day, and we're there right now, in the end of days.
And I will bring thee against my land.
He calls Israel his land. You better watch it, saying God's through with Israel. You better watch it, preachers, preaching replacement theology. God is not through with Israel. He has a plan for Israel. He has a plan for the nations. He has a plan for the church. So I will bring you, God's doing it. God's doing it against my land. He calls them my land. That the King James says heathen. There's no word heathen in the Old Testament. The word is goyim, and it's the same word from Genesis 10. It's the word nations. Remember, Israel has a call upon it. That call is to reveal God to the nations. When this happens, this is going to be a demonstration of God to the nations. I will bring you against my land that, in order that, God is a God of purpose. We'll be going tomorrow into more of the purpose of this war. This war is a war with purpose.
Oh, yeah.
That the nations may know me. The nations need to know God.
Yes, they do.
What do I see happening in the next year, in the next really oncoming days? Big time God showing out. Big time God manifesting himself. And one of the ways is this very war.
Yes.
He is going, and the nations are going to know it's him. When I shall be sanctified in thee, O Gog, before their eyes. They can watch it on Roku, Hoku, CBN, CNN,
yes.
Al Jazeera.
Right.
I don't care where you live.
Cell
phone. You are
going
to be able to see this before your eyes.
Yes. The technology is here and now.
Mm-hmm. He's going to be sanctified. We're going to talk about that more tomorrow. Thus saith the Lord God. Now here I think, here's me. I'm going to be over there.
You are? Okay.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
Great. I think I'll be over there and I'll be working with Chris Mitchell from CBN.
Oh, yes. You and Chris.
And we're going to take our little microphone and we're going to go up to these guys and we're going to say, there's our question to them. Mm-hmm. Are you he of whom I have spoken in old time by my servants, the prophets of Israel, which prophesied in those days, many years, that I would bring you against them? We're going to go up to them with a microphone and we're going to say, Putin, Ayatollah, are you the one that Prophet Ezekiel was talking about? Well, I don't know if it'd be exactly that way, but somebody is going to say to them, some press guy probably, but it'd have to be one that knows about the prophets.
That's right.
It might be Chris Mitchell. He thinks it'll be him for sure. Are you the one that the prophet Ezekiel was talking about? Is this Ezekiel 38 and 39?
Great question.
Great question. And it is, and it shall be. Hallelujah. Now we're going to see what's going to happen tomorrow when this war takes place. So, pencils, Bible, notebook, ears. Not eyes, because this is radio.
Yeah.
But we'll be with you tomorrow. Shalom until then.
This is just a small taste of what 3BI is. Every student we have agrees it is so much fun. Grab your phone or your computer and let me help you enroll today. Start by going to www.billybrim.org. Click on 3BI Institute. Learn more. Pick a course. Rightly dividing the word is a prerequisite for most of the courses, so it's a great start. Hermeneutics simplified for your enjoyment. Upon purchasing, you will be prompted to choose what type of student you would like to be. If you aren't interested in the degree path, select standard student. If you are interested in seeking an associate's, bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degrees in biblical studies, choose college credit student for a small additional fee. View your cart and proceed with payment. You will be given an access code to take the class. Each student will receive a downloadable, interactive student notebook that is a first-class textbook. You will reference it in your studies long after your time at 3BI is over. Start your classes at any time and proceed at your own pace. Once all sessions are complete, you will need to complete and satisfactorily pass the course quiz to gain class credit. And just like that, you're on your way. You can also give 3BI as a gift. What a life-changing, affordable investment in someone's life. I'd like to be the first to welcome you to the student body of Billy Brim Bible Institute. Thank you so much for joining us today. Until next week, shalom, shalom.